Good morning.
Resistibly awful number 221. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie, Woody Woodpecker, for October Halloween scary time. Nothing scarier than this pecker. John, what'd you think of Woody Woodpecker?
It's so funny when I went to look for this movie. I was like, I saw this pop up, and I'm like, well, that can't be it. I'm sure he picked like a horror movie or something. And I kept looking around, like, I'm going to have to ask, because I only what I can see is this kid's movie. That's what he actually picked. But you're right, though. This kid, this bird is a demon. It is scary.
I don't know. I like to do things different every once in a while. You know, John, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't always find something that kills people.
That's right.
I will.
This wasn't like far from it. I mean, he did blow shit up.
He is trying to murder people continuously through this movie, but.
Just not successful.
Did
you used to watch that as a kid, the Woody Woodpecker cartoon shows?
Oh, yeah.
I definitely did, yeah. I didn't realize how old the cartoon was, though. I mean, this thing goes back to the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I didn't realize that.
And, well, you know, what I found interesting, and I was told by my spouse that I'm the only one that would notice this, so I'm intrigued to see if you notice this, John. But this Woody Woodpecker, he doesn't have wings.
He's got hands.
How's this thing flying around?
Right, he doesn't really flap his arms even. He just kind of floats through the sky like a bottle rocket.
Yeah, and then, boy, I didn't know how gigantic this thing was supposed to be until you pause it on that one part and it says he's as big as a crow. I was like, damn, that's a big woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
A crow size? I was like, man.
Yeah, it's like a parrot.
I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can guarantee you my next pick, yes, it will be something that kills someone. I already have it in my brain what I want to do. But, you know, I'll throw in a Smurfs, a Made in Manhattan. You know, I throw in some random things.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Kind of
keep it interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I thought this would be an interesting pick to see how bad this is. And, yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty rough. I mean, it's definitely, you know, a higher budget film. Was a Universal or something, right? And mm-hmm. But you had, you know, at least some B-list actors in there. And, but, boy, it wasn't like I was thinking, like, if I was a kid, would I have liked this movie? I'm like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, it's I think the interesting to take from this, you know, so the movie is basically got Woody Woodpecker here. He's living in his woods. That's what he says. He runs this place.
Yep.
And some guy inherits some land. He wants to build an ugly blue house on it. And Woody Woodpecker says, no, I'll murder all of you and shit on you while I do it. And so that's basically what happens here. But the interesting thing is, like, they keep saying in this movie, he is supposed to be extinct. So he is the only one left. So he will die out. Unless he is a demon.
They thought he was extinct and he wasn't. There might be other ones out there, you know?
I think he's part demon myself. And then I was like, what's the deal with this bird? I was like, is this like Stewie from Family Guy? Because he's talking to everybody, but they don't understand him. Is this what
they don't ever talk back to him, right? They never reply to him. So, like, do they not understand him? And he can talk to them, but they can't understand him? It wasn't really clear. Right, it wasn't really clear what was going on. That's my guess, is even though he's talking at them, they don't understand him.
Right, like I needed just one quick scene of him talking, and they cut to them, and all they hear is chirp, chirp, or you know, tweet,
exactly,
tweet,
right. You know? That would have made sense. That's all you needed. But
But yeah, this is we start out, we get a glimpse inside his tree pad that he lives in.
I gotta say, his home was pretty nice. It
it
like
really was.
It was all carved wood. It was pretty. Yeah, it was pretty good.
He's done a lot of pecking.
Yeah.
A lot of pecking.
Yeah.
We got signs of this says no poaching everywhere, and then we meet these two guys, and I think I know one of their names is Otis.
I'm gonna say I called them rednecks the whole movie.
I said two bad guys, but at the end there, I know one was called Otis. I don't know the other one's name. But they're out poaching.
Classic problem in many of the movies we watch is they don't actually say the people's names very often, so you don't get a chance to learn them. Like I don't know what dad's name was. I don't know a girlfriend or stepmom or fiance, her name. I don't know.
Oh, that
sorry.
Was Vanessa, I believe.
It was because they just didn't use it a lot. She didn't last a whole long time in the movie anyway, but yeah, you know, if you don't use their names enough, you know, we don't know who they are.
I don't know if my internet is not working.
What you got? Yeah.
All right, you're trying to disconnect.
Oh no. Yeah, I can hear your connection isn't the best. That's the quality internet service that we have to choose from, which is nobody.
Oh, it's Odin.
I don't know if you're like.
That is.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Looked it up there. Yeah, my internet's being garbage. So they're out wandering the woods. And this is when I wrote down, can they not? And Woody Woodpecker's kind of a, I gotta say,
he is
throughout this movie.
Yeah.
And
basically, they're showing these guys trying to, you know, tranquilize them or something. And I'm putting him, I'm gonna say he's got super speed, but not quite like Sonic or the Flash, you know. So fast, but not quite that fast. Fast enough to, you know, dance around a dart shooting at his head, apparently. But yeah,
and pretty fast for no wings. You know,
yep,
pretty fast. So yeah, he makes these guys shoot each other with their darts, so he can go. Oh boy! When I heard that for the fifth time, I was like, "What did I do picking this?"
Oh. When I was 5 year old, I think I loved that. You know, I loved it. Now
oh,
I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that is terrible."
Little John's roaming around the house, going. Your parents are like, oh, God.
Yeah, then, you know, in the evening, you'd be like, like Steve Urkel, you got any cheese? It's like, boy, we got some terrible role models as kids, I think.
You got any cheese? So this is all taking place a few miles from the Canadian border in Washington State.
Yeah, that sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, right? So we cut to the big city and we see big city oil guy who says, fuck wildlife.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, but then, you know, they come up to him and go, you can't get on camera and say fuck wildlife, so you're fired.
He's like, well, you can't do that. Like, nope, we did. Sorry.
But then he finds out his grandfather left him a beautiful chunk of land surrounded by government property. just near the border of Canada. So what he's going to do is build an ugly-ass, gigantic blue house on it and flip it.
Which, like, whatever. The property... The property has to be, like, super valuable. I don't know about you, but that's gotta be. But maybe not. Maybe it's too far in the middle of nowhere. Nobody wants to go there. I don't know.
I'm with you. No chance of neighbors? Oh, man.
Sign me up.
Right next to a river there?
Yeah.
Some mountains questionable in the background. Wildlife.
Yeah, there's that. There's that.
Some pesky peckers out there. So the two redneck guys, they find old Woody Woodpecker on the internet, and they see that he's, you know, very rare and could fetch a hefty price.
$500,000 on the open market was what the last one ran for.
Holy shit, John. I'm about to wander into the woods.
Now, this is interesting, too, because if this thing has been extinct for 100 years, that would I assume that means the last auction went 100 years ago for $500,000.
Holy shit.
So inflation, this would be billions of dollars.
This would be like winning the Powerball, John.
Yeah. Got to get that ticket. It's over $1 billion again.
Did you see that, John? It's $1.4 billion?
That's a lot of money. Say.
Have you noticed this thing about the Powerball and lottery? About how lately, you know, everybody's going to, I mean, 9 out of 10 people are going to take the lump sum, right?
Sure.
And now they've started. Just it's over, you know. It used to be half, right? They would say if you take the lump sum, you're gonna get just under half. But now I was looking it up, and it goes from 1.4 to like 480 million if you take the lump sum. I was like, this is getting what? Like, where's it all going? Like, wait a minute, and that's before taxes. Like,
that's crazy.
You know. Used to always joke around my dad. He would say he would take the payments, and I was like, "Oh, dad, why?"
Yeah, there's some smarts to that, right? The people who take the big lump sum and they go broke in 5 years, I bet they wish they took the payments.
That was a fun 5 years, though, John. I bet you.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had a blank check for that much money, what would you do? Well, buy me a castle.
I think I'm gonna venture out tomorrow. Maybe I'll go get me some, me a ticket, John. You never know, John. You never know. And then I
don't waste my time unless the jackpot's at least a billion. It's not worth it otherwise. Okay, at least a billion.
And then I can move to Seattle. Get me a piece of land. All right, back to this.
Oh, by the way, this this place that this he's got inherited, right? They go out there, daddy, trophy wife, I guess fiance, right? and his son that he doesn't normally see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Who his ex-wife apparently has like an emergency in the family and needs him to watch his son, and he's like, "Ooh, yeah, I don't think so." It's like, what a douchebag dad! Like, come on, dude.
I know. He's like, "Yeah, I'm about to go sit in an RV."
Yeah. But they take him out there, and when they get there, kid's excited because they have cell service.
I was kind of because I can't get it in my house. Let alone I was in the wilderness, John.
Yeah.
They got Boost Mobile. What you work with, Tommy? What you got?
What you got, Tommy?
You got the Verizon? You got Verizon, don't you?
Can you hear me now?
So his plan is they're going to, I'm guessing this is a rental RV. We're talking a gigantic RV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're towing the SUV behind them. And they're just going to live in this thing until the house is built?
Which is fine. I understand that, although renting it, boy. I'm going to get to the finances of this in a minute. But, I don't know, like, over the summer, did some camping, and somebody drove by in one of these, you know, monstrosity RVs. And they give a little toot to us. They honk their horn while we were sitting at a picnic table or something and waved, right? And we're like, hey, look up that RV and see how much that thing costs, right? I think that's quite a piece of machinery they just drove by and buying, right? The thing was $750,000. Like, what the heck?
That's going to be a happy payment.
It's something that's $750,000. Are you driving on the road in something that's $750,000? It's a different world, man. I just don't even get it. I can't comprehend that kind of money.
Well, as you say that, I'm trying to calculate what that payment would be if I go based upon what my payment is for my truck. Oh boy, John, I don't. Let me do a quick count.
When you buy an RV, when you buy an RV, can you get a 30-year mortgage? Or do you got to get like a 6 years? I don't. How does that work?
Give or take
a month. Oh my god.
Oh boy. Just think. Boy,
think about the insurance too. You know the insurance, right? Oh my lord.
Boy. Oh boy, let me tell you something. Those banks, they let you know that payment's due, and I bet you they won't let you forget that one's due.
yeah.
Your payment's
due. I imagine soon. They got the low jack on that thing. You ain't going anywhere.
$750,000, and luckily it gets a hefty 3.1 miles per gallon.
That's right.
Holy shit! Oh boy.
Your camping fees of $150 a night is a joke. You're like, yeah, whatever. That's nothing. Do $150 a day in gas just sitting here and idling so I can watch my TV. It's a different world, different lifestyle. Like, you have to win the Powerball to even think about that, I think.
So the question is, when are you getting one, John? Used one. For 700.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, nowadays those used prices are probably the same as cars, right? You probably ain't much cheaper. I don't know. I only time I've been in an RV is at the county fair there, and they have them on. Mm-hmm. I can stroll through it.
Yeah,
I've
done that several times, absolutely. And you know, it's okay, sure, nice, whatever. I go camping in that, but boy, could I imagine, like, even the ones at the county fair, like $100,000.
Oh, God.
$100,000 to do some camping? To do some camping? Oh, I could do camping in a hotel room. How about that? I get a hotel room, and then in the morning we get up and go in the lobby and do some, grilling.
Now, see, John, this is when you want to travel the country, man. When you want to hit all 50 states, right? And you want to hit everything from, you know, the Grand Canyon to the Mount Rushmore, you know?
I was going to say, I wouldn't be able to afford a vacation that long, but then again, if you could afford that RV, I suppose you could.
You got that right.
Oh, sorry, Woody. We got off subject here on having a giant RV in the middle.
Oh, as they arrive at the place, Ranger Lady, I think that's her name.
Yeah, I don't know her name.
She shows up and they're just having a conversation, and I like how she's like, yeah, you know, you could just build a smaller place, and he's like, how about it's my fucking land and you piss off.
Like, would you think he was gonna change his mind? Good luck, lady.
but John, what's up? It's a 5,000 square foot blue house. Interesting choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the 5,000 square foot sounds a bit excessive all on its own. And then you looked at the model and you're like, oh, it's god awful ugly. And then a terrible color. And then, and it just keeps getting worse from there because, you know, the girl, what is she, a fiance, she's like, oh, I'm going to decorate it and we're going to get, what'd she say, like lava stone countertop? Yeah. He's like, isn't that like the most expensive thing you could possibly get? She goes, yeah.
That's right, baby. Mm-hmm. Only the best for our place we're not going to live in.
Yeah, exactly. The place we're selling, and we forget that we're trying to make money on.
So Woody introduces himself to Tommy by rubbing his ass on a trash can. At least that's what I think he was doing here.
Yeah, so Woody the Woodpecker has a couple of particular talents, right? He can fly without flapping his arms. He could chisel with his beak and make interesting,
Oh, yeah.
He can play the drums. yeah. He's musically talented. Probably his only weakness would be peanut butter. It's apparently like crack cocaine to him.
Boy, oh, boy. Let me tell you something. Yeah, he gets hooked on this shit later on in the movie, man. He's got a full-blown addiction.
He is, man. Definitely. Yep. Ooh,
peanut butter bonkers. He just can't get enough of these things, man.
Yeah. A lot of those.
Well, I'll be the first one to say, I looked over at Terry as I was watching this monstrosity of a movie, and I was like, I don't know shit about woodpeckers. Like, do they like peanut butter? She's like, oh, yeah. I go, oh. All right. Well, that's accurate, I guess.
Right. Is this a thing? The more you know.
Yeah. So I did like this fancy feast they put out by the RV here. John, we got RV camp and wine. Fancy food. I was like, man.
Yeah. I don't know that I ever have a spread like that when I go camping. Sorry.
But you know, Woody shows up, he starts farting everywhere, and I thought he might start shitting on stuff, but that's not till later. Oh boy, I knew I picked the right movie when he starts shitting on everything. I was like, well, at least that's accurate, you know.
Yeah,
the shit on everything. Lance tries hitting Woody with a broom, smacks Vanessa in the face. The terrorist bird gets away. I will tell you, John, my woodpecker research, which may or may not be Google, told me that woodpeckers do not peck at night. All right, they sleep at night.
Makes sense.
So all these times he's waking this guy up by pecking. That doesn't happen. I hate to say Woody Woodpecker movie is not accurate, but there you go. There you go.
Why would they do that?
Just in case you were planning on getting one, John, as a pet, and you were afraid it might keep you up or something, it won't, John. So
good to know.
Okay.
I actually think I got some woodpeckers in my backyard in one of my trees. But you're right. I never hear them at night. They're only during the day. Do you ever hear them?
You better watch out, John. Watch your wiring. Get some peanut butter treats. Be nice, John.
I treat them nice. Is what I do.
An interesting thing I saw in here is that they can peck 20 times a second, John. 8,000 to 12,000 times a day. There you go.
That's a lot.
Little info for you. Just learned something there.
Yeah, that's right. Educational.
He wakes up Lance here, the oil guy, by pecking. So he goes out, throws a shoe at him. Woody Woodpecker catches the shoe and throws it back.
Yeah, that was great.
And he's a feisty pecker. I like the next day when the Lance guy's talking to the guys building the house. and he's talking about he wants to build fast, and that guy looks at him and goes, for enough money, anything can be done quickly.
Yeah, so we're getting a reoccurring theme here, right, of you're building a humongous house, you're making it ugly, you've got a terrible design, you're putting in ridiculous countertops, you're paying too much for your construction crew to get it done quickly for no good reason. How on earth do you possibly think you're going to make any money on this?
Right?
Not a chance.
To sell this for a huge amount. Huge. Nope. Next thing you know, Woody Woodpecker shits on his fiance's head.
She wasn't very thrilled about that.
And you're like, is that going to be the only time he shits on something? It is nope. not. It is not. You got to get that peanut butter out. We see old Tommy. He's heading into the local town. And he sees a local shop selling stuff. And he sees some guitars. So he stops in, and this place, luckily, they hire 13-year-olds.
Seems like it.
Yep. The girl in there, Jill, she's like, oh, you like guitars there, do you? He's like, well, gee golly, I sure do. I can play some fancy tunes for you, like the boss.
He's actually really, really good on the guitar. You're like, well, that was unexpected.
And she's like, well, you know, I'm in a band, and we need somebody to play the guitar. Would you like to just take that? I'll let you take it if you want to play in our band at the Firefly Festival coming up. And he's like, you got it, baby.
He's like, that was my favorite show.
We're wild stallions. Oh, wait, no. But then, as he's leaving with his guitar case, he runs into the local street thugs.
Yeah, like, don't you have they're bullying him, and like, he's like, don't your school have an anti-bullying policy or something? He goes, and they go, yeah, that's why we got kicked out. I'm like, they don't look quite old enough to be kicked out of school, but all right.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing here, you? Hey.
Yeah, this is my street.
Luckily, old Woody Woodpecker's doing some stuff, and he sees what's going on here, and he pecks away the kids' clothes.
Yeah, yeah, he rips off their clothes, and he's about to go after their briefs, and they run.
Oh boy, I'd run too. You ain't gonna peck me down there. Don't you be pecking around that area.
Nope.
Next thing you know, we got it nighttime. Woody Woodpecker infiltrates the RV again and starts pecking this guy on the head as he sleeps.
Yeah. Like, how'd you get in?
You can't stop him. Can't stop him because the next day, Woody Woodpecker is like, I'm taking it up a notch, because he starts going after everybody at this work site.
Yeah, he starts effing with the whole construction crew.
Oh, boy. They're trying to pour some cement. And, he's knocking people over. He fills. What is it? Lance and Vanessa get into the SUV, and he pours.
Yeah, he basically fills that SUV with cement, just bottom to top.
Sorry. He's terrorizing everybody. He fills it up with cement, trying to kill them.
Basically, right? He's trying to murder the two in the car. You know, even if you, like, get out, you gotta, like, wash off immediately. That cement is not good on your skin. It's gonna be bad. And by the way, your car is ruined now. You can put that right in the landfill.
No, it's not, John. That thing is fires right up, and he's driving around in it.
Yeah, I guess. Was like, wow, sure.
Is that a Range Rover? I'm impressed, Range Rover, I gotta say.
Yeah.
So Lance is like, well, I'm just gonna chop this bird's head off, and the ranger lady's like, oh, sorry, you can't kill it.
Yeah, there's a $10,000 fine. He's like, meh, that's fine. And 2 years in and 2 years in jail. Like, oh, fine.
So he's got to resort to hiring the two redneck guys from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, apparently they run the only exterminator company in town, and that's what he needs. He needs an exterminator.
Well, first we see those guys in the woods. I think they're looking for Woody Woodpecker, right? They come back to their sweet truck, and the tires are flat, and Woody Woodpecker has shit on their windshield and made a smiley face out of his shit on their windshield.
Good sense of humor.
Oh, I'd be like, what kind of fucking bird are we dealing with here? Oh, boy. I put down over here, John, I said, is Woody in the band now? He's got some mad skills.
Yeah, they're singing The Bird Is the Word. So, a nice tribute to the Family Guy. I mean,
bird.
The bird is the word.
Oh, boy, I was like, oh, boy. We get Woody trying to kill more workers. We get a tiny little destroy house montage for real quick.
We get bees. We get electrocutions. We get lots of bills racking up. Gas. Oh, yeah, next one. The gas stove in the RV. Fiance is starting to cook something. I'm surprised. I think she would cook. So she turns on the stove, lights it up, walks away. Woody blows out the fire, but the gas is still coming out. She doesn't realize it. So when she comes back, she tries to light it again, and kaboom, dead. Murdered her instantly.
You are instantly dead.
Yep.
Boy, it blows up. There goes the $750,000 blowed up.
God. Yep.
Hopefully he took out the optional insurance when he signed the paperwork. Yes.
Damage waiver, please. Yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, but no, she just comes out comically blown up. She's fine.
Yeah, she's all right. Her hair's a little messed up, but she's had enough. I think she's had, you know what? F you and your effing home and your no job. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go and do an expensive hotel in the city, and I'm not coming back.
Yeah. So, and we never see her again.
That's the end of her. Yeah, that's the end of her for the movie. Which was no real loss. She didn't bring a lot to the movie. She was just kind of this, wow, she's a terrible person.
Yeah, basically, right? So we got Tommy and Dad, I guess they got to sleep outside the sleeping bags. They have a little sleeping bag chit-chat, heart-to-heart. That night.
How long are you going to get away with that, sleeping in a sleeping bag?
The house doesn't even have walls up yet.
Yeah, no RV. Your car is half filled with cement. And like, oof, you don't got a lot of options right now. You're not doing great.
So, Tommy and his new bandmates, they're going to go to the local watering hole, but instead they stumble upon a a giant warehouse in the middle of the woods, and they're like, let's go check this out.
Yeah, let's do some trespassing.
Right? Oh, like, that's where you go to die.
Yeah. Have you never seen a horror movie ever?
There's going to be something bad in there. So it's where the two redneck guys bring all their animals to stuff.
So apparently they're taxidermists too. Well, good for them.
So Lance is like, he hires them. And he's like, you know, capture this thing. And he tells them to capture it and release it to someone. They're like, oh yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah. But I gotta give, you know, I always give credit where it's due, John. And these two guys, they don't come at the situation unprepared. They bring some weapons to try to get this thing. Let me tell you, I was kind of impressed. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, we got a carbon fiber cage. Trigger drop. That was impressive. Heat seeking tranquilizer darts. I don't think that's a thing, but that's amazing.
Boy, that's an interesting idea, though.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, thermal cameras and electrified net guns.
That was impressive, I gotta say.
Oh, boy.
Can't get too many of those.
Like they didn't just show up with just, you know, nothing. I was like, boy, they're, I guess when you're looking to get paid, what would it be, about $1 billion? Well, yep. It should be.
Yep.
But and they're smart too, right? Because they're like, you know how we're going to get this, lure this thing out is with a female woodpecker decoy and some peanut butter.
It weirdly works, by the way.
I love the way this decoy looked, I gotta say. I really like it.
It was just like a duck decoy that dressed up to look like Woody Woodpecker.
Oh boy. So you're like, oh boy, so let the fun begin, right? And of course everything doesn't work.
Woody's funny, he goes, peanut butter makes me crazy, not stupid. I'm not gonna get caught. Great.
Oh boy, once he gets that peanut butter done, you know, he's all wired.
He's got his fix, he is ready to go.
Oh, Woody, you're addicted. The electric net ends up on Lance. The heat-seeking darts end up in the redneck guy's asses.
Yep.
He gets away. And then, you know, this is where Lance goes to the ranger lady, and she's like, have you tried being nice? So then this hacker basically turns into the mob, right? Where he's like, you bring me the peanut butter snacks and nothing's going to happen to your precious house.
Yeah.
You just keep supplying me with the snacks.
You keep bringing me the peanut butter. No one needs to bust any knees. You understand what I'm saying here?
There might be an accident if you miss a payment, if you catch drift. It's a very dangerous neighborhood, okay?
It'd be a shame if a bucket of cement got dropped on your car.
Again. That cracked me up, though. He's basically like a mob enforcer over here, like, hey, yeah. So he complies because Lance, he must have made a Costco run you wouldn't believe. Because he had a lot of these snacks.
He had a pallet of them. Yeah.
Like, holy shit. So then the house is actually getting built because Woody's leaving alone because he got his fix. They're actually making progress, but then it's the Firefly Festival. It's finally happening in the local town square. And we got everybody's there. Even the redneck guys are there, and Woody the Woodpecker shits on a guy's ice cream.
Yeah, one of the rednecks is walking around with his ice cream, and he gets a little extra topping on top.
Oh.
And just eats it right up.
Oh,
it was rough.
In his defense, it's probably 90% peanut butter. I mean, at this point.
You're probably right. Yeah, it probably tastes like peanut butter.
Man.
They had at this festival, they had a hot dog eating contest. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think I've ever been in any of those kind of, pie eating contests or hot dog eating contests or anything like that. I've never even tried. I'm like, how would I know if I'm any good if I don't ever try? I think it's going to have to be a goal of mine one day.
You tell me when you're doing that, and I'm going to be front row cheering. I'll get a shirt made with your face on it. I'll be right there in the front row, John.
I mean, how would I know if I'm not any good if I don't even try? I got to try, right?
Gotta right. Add I that might to be my right next to you, John. I don't know, because this sounds intriguing.
Yeah, it does.
Because, well, shit, what's this? The kid in the band say he puts down like 27 or something? Yeah. I mean, I was like, that's impressive. I don't know how many I can put down, but boy.
I don't know. That's just it. Then yeah. Then you just pull like a Hunger Games and Ralph it out, and then you can have some more.
Well, as far as I know, they don't have anything like that around anywhere I've ever heard of. You know, where's this at? You know, I want to. You know,
it's a good question. Got to keep an eye out.
That'd be fun, though. That'd be fun, though. It won't be fun later that day, or
maybe not.
We're not going to see John for a while.
Oh, burp.
Oh, he says he eat 29 hot dogs. That's what he said. 29.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
That's a lot.
I don't know. Maybe I've had like 13 White Castles.
Oh, man. Hey.
You know, that's a lot. That's tough. That's tough. And you don't want to be around that guy after 13 White Castles for a couple of days, let me tell you.
Oh, boy. But I got to say, if you're going to be doing your band gig performance at the Firefly Festival, what you shouldn't do is eat 29 hot dogs right before the show.
Probably not the best way to carb load. No, because he basically says, yeah, I got to go blow chunks now. And good luck. Leaves them out.
Good luck. Good luck to you. I'm going to barf and shit myself because it's a lot of hot dogs. We see the band name is Three-Pete. All right.
Yeah. I'm sure there's something interesting about that name, but it doesn't quite make sense because I don't think they ever repeated anything or one-peated. I don't know.
So they're going to go on. It's a two-person crew here, and they start performing, but Woody the Woodpecker, luckily he's there. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a bunch of empty cans, set up my own little drumming set here, and I'm going to be your drummer.
That's right. So they get to play That's What I Like About You.
That's what I like about you.
You really hold me tight.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how old this kid's supposed to be. How old do you think these kids are? 12, 13? I don't know. Maybe.
It's a tough call, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, can't be more than 14. That'd be pushing it, I think.
But I'm just curious, John. When you were this kid's age, if you were playing the guitar in a band and you looked over and you saw a bird playing the drums, would that freak you out? I think I might be like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is weird. We got to get you on America's Got Talent.
That's right. This is big. This is like TV big.
Oh boy, TV. Oh, it's kind of like hold on. It's like if you got an evil bong, right? You want to get that thing on TV.
That's right. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you're having a golf tournament and
nothing can stop the show, John.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Must go on.
Yeah, of course, you know, they get this place a rocking. Everything goes great. I did have a laugh when after the show the dad's like, "Boy, you're really good at that. I'm really proud of you." And he's like, "Gee golly, really, Dad?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." And then this is exactly how it goes. Tommy tells his dad, "Yeah, Woody was on drums," and his dad went, "Wow, no kidding."
Are you on the drugs?
Oh, shit. Oh, it cracked me up. So, next thing you know, Woody's feeling pretty good. He's like, "Let me go back to the house that's being built and pet mural into the wall."
Yeah.
I guess. Pretty
carving of him, Dad, and Tommy. But unfortunately, doesn't quite plan his workspace out just right and pecks away through some 115 volt, 20 amp wiring right next to some what looks like poorly left out staining rags, which is definitely a fire hazard. There's an OSHA violation right there.
You got to skip some steps, Johnny. You want this shit done fast, all right? All
right. There's that. Mm-hmm. You're fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Yep. Burns the house down. Burns it to a crisp. And the whole town cheers.
I know. It made me laugh so hard when Lance is there and he's talking to the fireman. And the fireman's like, basically, "Yeah, a woodpecker could have pecked this and set it on fire."
He's like, "Man, I'm gonna murder him." Yeah, I can't say exactly what happened here. Maybe it was a zombie beaver. Uh-huh. Maybe it was, mm-hmm. Definitely some sort of critter. Another thing I'm gonna point out, definitely the cost of this house and the overruns and everything else. I think I could have retired. I could have just retired on what he spent trying to build this house and live in that RV.
I know. But Lance sees what Woody pecked. And he's like, "It was that damn bird." So now he's out for revenge. The two redneck guys, they have basically a Skype auction. Set up for Woody here, and we got some four people wanting this bird.
Yeah, because they catch Woody by ripping down his tree, his home, cutting it down, and then tasing him.
I was like, "Man, oh man!" I was like, "I'm pretty sure he would have died, but boy, he could take some voltage there."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, we got some people. The bidding starts at 500 G's, and it gets up to $900,000
for a bird. WTF? All right. I get an exotic animal, whatever. One of a kind, anything, sure. But 900 grand? What? Why? What?
Because they can, John.
It's, the same person who bought that $750,000 RV.
You got that right. Oh, so the kids get caught by the rednecks too, right? They're in cages now too. So
it's interesting, right? So basically, at some point, these rednecks, they have Woody in a cage, they have the kids, the three kids in a cage, and they end up with Dad and the Ranger in a cage. I'm not sure where their game plan is, but they're basically, you know, giant target on their head, because there's all kinds of things they're, you know, doing wrong now. Yeah. And they didn't need to change any of them, right? Why even bother? What was the point?
Yeah, right? I know. I did like how the Ranger lady, seeing a rapper, gave her cause to enter their building. Like, yeah, sure.
Probable evidence. Yeah, probable cause here, please.
So, you got to help me out here, because I'm telling you right now, I literally blinked and Woody got out of his cage. How did he get out of this cage?
So, Dad is in a cage next to Woody, and what he does is he knocks his cage over on top of Woody's cage, but then can reach and release his lid so Woody gets out.
I did not see that. I must have looked away for a second.
It was a wise plan. It's like, I can get him out even if I can't get myself out. I don't know why you couldn't, because you're a human and you have hands, but whatever.
Yeah, all I know is, John, you're right. It is a good plan, because this bird literally beats up two grown men.
Yep.
Somehow. I don't know. With his
demon power. They do the run out of the room, shut the door behind them, and the woodpecker slams into the door with no, you know, beak first and stuck in the wall. It's like, oh, yeah. I've seen that one a million times.
Classic. But they're like, yeah, let's find the ATV. We're making a run for the border.
That's probably the smartest thing they've done so far this movie, was get out of Dodge, because they're doomed, you know?
Yeah, the cops are closing in. Woody's in pursuit of them. And then, I like the idea, but John, once I saw this Canadian border crossing, I didn't give them any chance of making it across. Did you see that? Oh, I mean, John, this is some tight security we got over here at the Canadian border here. I mean...
there was no security there.
The door.
It was like, oh, well, yeah, there, welcome to Canada, eh?
Like,
want to do some yoga, eh?
All you had to do was literally go down and just walk across the river, and you guys made it.
Right?
But yeah, they're like, oh, no, we can't get through. And then Woody pecks the bridge out from underneath them, a circle, and they fall into the river to be captured by the police.
Was that not like the most cartoon style?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, made you fall from the bridge into the water.
Yeah, you're like, oh boy. But yeah.
And instead of like just swimming to the Canadian side, they end up.
Yeah. So,
whatever.
Yeah. So they're caught. And then we cut back and we got Dad and Tommy, Ranger Lady, and Dad's like, well, now I'm going to build a smaller house because I care about the environment.
And he's broke. That too.
I am poor. Thank you. So I guess their plan is they're going to sleep in tents until this new house is built.
Another point here. Camping is nice and all. In a tent, maybe not quite as nice. A day or two or three, a week. But boy, you're telling me a whole summer in a tent outdoors. Right, life is going to be rough.
Oh, and you're gonna have Woody Woodpecker pecking away in your ear, shitting everywhere, wanting peanut butter all the time. You got to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Because don't think for a second, like, they show here that Lance had a new house built for Woody Woodpecker. Don't think for a second he's not going to be like, you want something to happen to this new house? Or do you have some peanut butter treats for me?
All right.
You better start coughing up those treats there. Then his new house falls on the tents, and they're like, oh, Woody.
You silly bird.
And that's the end of Woody Woodpecker.
Did you see post credits? They did they played an old episode of Woody Woodpecker. Circa 1956.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was 2017 was when this movie came out. 2017. Oh, well, John, what do you have for us to watch?
Well, for my first movie of October,
no,
I'm going big.
No, oh.
Nothing. No, this is not a Tubi movie. I went full bore. It is time. We've waited long enough. Let us watch Renfield and Be Joyful.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's on the Peacock.
That's on the Peacock. Yep. That's on the Peacock. They have not shortened their name to get rid of the word P yet, so it's still Peacock. And
well, this is a good one for October, I will say. This was not the one I was thinking of to do, so that's good.
All right. I tell you, I had a tough time because there were so many good ones to pick from this month, and I said, you know what? I want to get this one out of the way. I've been wanting to do it for a long time. Let's do it now.
And we can see if it's better or worse than, of course, our other favorite Nicolas Cage vampire movie, number 103, Vampire's Kiss.
I'm a vampire.
It's going to be hard to top that one. I'm sorry.
It's going to be tough. Alva.
Alva. Why aren't you at work, Alva? Or is it? Could that have been a prequel?
Who? Yeah.
Huh? Maybe he got turned into Dracula.
I got a feeling, right?
That would have been awesome. I can't. Hey, I don't know. Maybe they did do that. I don't know.
If they tied it together, it would have been great. Oh, I loved it.
Like, all they had to do would be the very first thing in this movie would be for him to wake up, open his eyes, and go, Alva! And that's all you hear. That's it.
Yeah. Or instead of a casket, he lifts up a couch and comes out for
it. Yeah, right. I lost my AirPod. Came out of my ear.
All right.
I'm excited.
All right. Me too.
All right.
Till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.